The vile deception of false balance, Western media's complicity in whitewashing Israel's genocide in Gaza. As of July 4, 2025, the devastation in Gaza is unfathomable. An estimated 270,000 to 378,000 Palestinians have died since the start of Israel's most recent assault, a number that dwarfs the officially reported 57,000 direct deaths, which are themselves constrained by rubble-covered bodies and inaccessible areas. Yet, in the face of this unprecedented mass killing, mainstream Western media outlets continue to present a grotesquely skewed narrative under the guise of balance and objectivity. This so-called neutrality is nothing short of complicity. By giving equal weight to an occupying nuclear-armed state and a besieged, stateless population under blockade and bombardment, media organizations become active participants in a whitewash of genocidal violence. Suppressed statistics and the death toll cover-up. The numbers tell a story media refuses to confront. A January 2025 study in The Lancet estimated over 64,000 direct deaths by mid-2024, noting that this figure was a 41% undercount. Later estimates, considering indirect deaths from starvation, disease, and collapse of infrastructure, projected a total death toll as high as 186,000 by July 2024. Accounting for the continued escalation since then, the current range of 270,000 to 378,000 is not speculative. It is grounded in historical models of excess mortality in conflict zones. Still, the media clings to the Gaza Health Ministry's constrained figure, casting doubt on its credibility by labeling it Hamas-run, while ignoring the ministry's long record of accuracy during previous Israeli assaults. This deliberate underreporting dilutes the scale of catastrophe and delays global outrage. Atrocity propaganda and debunked horror stories. The journalistic crime is not just omission but distortion. Early in the war, global headlines echoed horrifying and unverified stories: 40 beheaded babies, a baby baked in an oven, a fetus cut from its mother's womb. These claims, spread widely by politicians and amplified uncritically by media outlets such as CNN and Sky News, served as emotional pretext for Israel's retaliatory campaign. U.S. President Joe Biden himself repeated the beheading claim in a public address. No evidence ever substantiated any of these allegations. Even the Israeli government later admitted they could not confirm them. And yet, to this day, many of these outlets have issued no formal retractions. Some still refer to the discredited claims as if they were fact. This is not journalism. This is atrocity propaganda, a mechanism to justify mass killings and silence dissent. When unverified horror stories are given immediate, uncritical airtime while documented Israeli war crimes are treated with skepticism or downplayed entirely, a pattern emerges: the dehumanization of Palestinians and the insulation of Israeli impunity. Institutional bias and media collusion. The systemic nature of this bias is stark. The BBC, under Middle East editor Rafi Berg, has buried investigative content like Gaza, Doctors Under Attack, only for it to be salvaged by more courageous outlets such as Channel 4. CNN continued airing Israeli claims long after they were debunked, even ignoring internal objections, as detailed in Al Jazeera's Failing Gaza documentary. U.S. media institutions like the New York Times enforced Orwellian editorial policies banning the word genocide, even as the International Court of Justice found South Africa's genocide case against Israel plausible. European media conglomerates like Axel Springer have financial stakes in the illegal settlement economy, directly profiting from dispossession while shaping coverage through subsidiaries like Politico. Silencing witnesses, a war on journalism. Adding to the media vacuum, Israel has barred all foreign journalists from entering Gaza since the beginning of its assault, ensuring that the only first-hand reporting comes from Palestinian journalists under siege. These local reporters have paid the ultimate price for their coverage. Approximately 250 have been killed by Israeli forces, a death toll that includes those clearly identified as press. By eliminating witnesses and silencing independent voices, Israel ensures that its version of events dominates the global narrative. False balance, a tool of misdirection. What ties these cases together is not mere bias but deliberate architecture. False balance is not a neutral framework, it is a tool of misdirection. Just as climate denialists were once presented alongside climate scientists, and anti-vaxxers were given platforms against medical consensus, the genocide in Gaza is buried under a false equivalence between occupier and occupied. But this is not a debate. This is a one-sided slaughter, with over 250,000 Palestinians dead, compared to a fraction of that number on the Israeli side. The cost of complicity. The consequences of this deception are enormous. It delays international action. It allows perpetrators to act with impunity. It erases the suffering of an entire people under siege. It emboldens future crimes. Western media must abandon its pretense of neutrality, confront the reality of Israel's actions in Gaza, and correct the record on the manufactured lies it helped disseminate. The blood of Gaza demands no less. To remain silent, or worse, to remain balanced, is to stand on the side of genocide.